So how does this game work? I just throw it like a real ball?
Yeah, just nice and easy, right over the plate.
All right. You suck, Wolowitz! What's that about?
Well, I'm heckling you. It's a beloved part of baseball.
He's right. And given that you're probably still waiting to be picked for a game that was played in fifth grade, I'm sure you do suck.
Hi, what's going on?
Baseball.
Okay, this is not what I meant when I said go outside and play.
And he's practicing.
For what?
The Angels wanted an astronaut to throw out the first pitch, so guess who they called?
What, you? Really?
Well, a lot of people who weren't available, but then me!
That's so cool! Congratulations! I guess that makes you the athlete of the group.
Yeah, well, not just him. Wait, may I remind you that you're talking to the seeker, beater, chaser, and water boy of the third place Griffith Park Quidditch team.
I know. Watching your boyfriend run around with a broomstick between his legs isn't something you forget.
Come on, I'll throw one.
All right, here we go.
You look like a jackass!
Cut out, you're hurting my feelings.
Now you know why we're not outside.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory. Sheldon and Amy are heading home, smartly dressed.
Did you enjoy my lecture?
No, and neither did our waiter.
Wait, if you're going to serve Cornish game hen, you should either be familiar with the history of Cornwall or be prepared to learn it.
It's hard to argue with that. And I know, because I saw a sad man with a peppermill desperately try and fail.
She glares at him as he opens the door to his apartment.
How was dinner?
Good. I had Cornish game hen.
Oh, that poor waiter.
Sheldon, how about tomorrow night we see a movie?
You guys are going out two nights in a row?
I missed a number of date nights while I was on my train trip, and I'm contractually obligated to make them up under the terms of the relationship agreement.
That's so hot.
It's better than hot, it's binding.
If you're free tomorrow night, I'd love to have you join us on a double date.
Aww.
You are aware that a double date doesn't count as two dates.
Oh. Well, then come or don't, I don't care.
I can't believe you're sore.
Hey, even professional pitchers need a rub down after the game.
Actual ball. You were throwing air at a TV.
For your information, I also gave Leonard one hell of a high five.
I'm just surprised you agreed to do this in front of a stadium full of people.
They're doing Space Day, and NASA asked me. I felt like I couldn't say no.
Hey. Well, if you want, I can help you practice. I played a lot of softball growing up.
Thank you. That would be great.
Hey, and while we're at it, maybe we could butch up your run for when you head out to the mound.
What's wrong with the way I run?
Just kidding. Nothing.
As she leaves, she mimics his run, her arms flailing.
Sheldon, I'm surprised you choose to go to a pub.
Well, in our committee meeting, Amy made a motion for a picnic in a park, but I tacked so many amendments on that thing, it sank like a lead balloon.
I then suggested a pub.
Yeah, which I was initially skeptical of until I saw online that they serve Yorkshire pudding.
You don't even like Yorkshire pudding?
No, it's yucky. But informing people about the history of Yorkshire is yummy, yum, yum.
After a lively debate, that proposal passed by a 2-0 margin.
Nice to see a busy couple keep the spark of bureaucracy alive.
Ignore them, Amy. They're just jealous because they'll never have a relationship as good as ours.
Isn't this when he says bazooka or something?
I wasn't making a joke. I was merely stating fact. Amy and I have a superior relationship to yours.
You don't honestly think that, do you?
Leonard, I assumed you knew. The ranking of relationships in our circle by quality is me and Amy, Howard and Bernadette, Raj and his girlfriend, Penny and Chardonnay, Penny and you.
There isn't any ranking. And if there were, we wouldn't be at the bottom of it.
Yeah, and actually, I drink Sauvignon Blanc.
That's the part you have a problem with?
Relax.
There they go fighting again. You'd never hear her talk that way to Sauvignon Blanc.
So you never played baseball as a kid? Not even Little League?
Well, I was going to, but the day of tryouts, I found my dad's Playboy collection. Threw my arm out.
All right, the pitcher's mound in Major League Baseball is 60 feet, 6 inches away from home plate.
Great. You take this and say when to stop.
Howard runs backwards through the gym hall, holding the end of the measuring tape.
How much further?
Keep going.
Stopping again.
How about now?
I'll let you know.
He carries on.
Are you saying stop and we're just too far away to hear you?
Say stop.
He's at the other end of the hall.
Are you kidding me?
That's 60 feet.
There's no way this is 60 feet.
I'm looking at it.
You realize this isn't one of those times I want you to exaggerate how long something is.
In Amy's car...
Okay, I got it. I got to ask. What makes you think that your relationship is so wonderful and ours isn't?
For starters, we enjoy spending time together.
He smiles at Amy.
So do we. And I've seen you guys ignore each other for hours doing totally different things.
It's called parallel play.
Yeah, toddlers do that.
Not as well as we do.
You believe this guy has to be the best at everything?
So what? Why do you even care?
Oh, listen to them. Not even married and the honeymoon's over.
Whatever. You can't even go on a date without checking your relationship agreement.
If you've got a problem basing a relationship on a contract, I'd like to tell you about 13 plucky colonies that entered a relationship agreement called the U.S. Constitution. And it may not be cool to say so, but I think that love affair is still pretty hot today.
It's a good thing I'm not wearing flag underwear right now, because there's about to be a fire.
Penny mouths what at Leonard?
You just look to where you want to throw it, step towards where you want to throw, and throw it.
Flummoxed.
That's your help? That's like saying, here's how you fly a plane, get in the airplane, know where you want to go, and fly it.
Just throw the ball and see what we're working with.
He throws a baseball into his mitt a couple of times, and then drops it. Raj is waiting to catch across the hall.
Come on, Howard, file it in.
He begins an elaborate warm-up, swiveling his neck, flexing his feet, then slapping his thighs. Raj shakes his head. Then Howard adjusts his crotch. He then dips forward into a series of ostentatious low lunges until Bernadette explodes, making him fumble the ball. Amy.
So when do you guys plan on getting married?
We're not sure, but I want to wait long enough to prove to my mother I am not pregnant.
May I have one of your fries?
Of course. Can I have a bite of your burger?
Absolutely not.
Some perfect couple, he won't even share his food with her.
It has avocado on it. She's allergic to avocado. Are you so jealous of our relationship you want Amy to die?
I'm not jealous. I just think it's silly for you to compare relationships like there's something that can be quantified.
Everything is quantifiable. You put that French fry, a 7. Spider-Man, a 9. And the number 9, oddly, only a 4.
How ridiculous is he?
100.
Sheldon, you're just assigning random numbers to things based on your opinion.
No, I'm not. French fries have 3 variables: crispiness, saltiness, and shape, which is why a curly fry only gets a 2. If I wanted curls for dinner, I'd order a clown wig.
Well, a relationship is more complicated than a French fry.
Not according to the work of Burscheid, Snyder, and Emoto.
Well, what do those rascals do now?
They developed the relationship closeness inventory, which predicts the stability of a couple based on behavior.
Yeah, not to be confused with the French fry goodness inventory. That's pure Cooper.
So this is accurate?
It's been around for 25 years and has been extensively corroborated by other researchers.
Well, it kind of takes the romance out of relationships.
Kinda. It does it perfectly.
Sheldon and I got an 8.2 out of 10.
Fine, we'll take it right now.
No, don't.
What?
Just don't take it.
Why not?
Because it's stupid. Who cares what number it is?
Come on, it'll be fun.
I said I don't want you to. I'm getting another drink.
Sorry.
Leonard follows Penny.
I'm gonna let you count this as two dates. They're a lot of work.
Sheldon grins.
Think he's getting any better?
A ball lands in the corner.
Yep.
That was a close one.
Okay.
Is it too late for him to cancel?
I think so.
Another ball sails into the wall and rolls away.
Heads up! Watch out!
A third ball rolls gently along the floor towards them.
Are you mad at me?
No, stop being stupid.
Phew? Is this about the test or is this about us?
Look, I don't need a score on a test to make me worry about something I'm already worried about.
What are you worried about?
That we're engaged and have nothing in common, and it scares me.
Yeah, that scares me too.
It does?
Sometimes.
Well, that's not good! You being blindly infatuated with me was the rock we were building this relationship on!
Okay, well, this might make you feel better. We're both scared that our marriage will be a disaster, and so that's something that we have in common.
She glowers at him, her arms folded.
Also, we both think I'm not funny. See, you're not laughing.
Hey, Fruit Loops, what's up?
Hey, Mike. Listen, NASA asked me to throw out the first pitch at an Angels game. You got any advice?
Yeah, don't do it. What else you up to?
Why shouldn't I do it?
There's no upside. If you do well, no one cares. And if you screw up, you're an idiot on YouTube forever.
But it's for a good cause. What about all the kids that'll be there?
That's what I'm telling you. Kids are the worst. My own daughter tweeted I have a giant nose.
Well, maybe I'll do a good job.
I don't know. In space, you couldn't even toss me a pen, and that was in zero gravity.
Okay, thanks for the pep talk.
Anytime, Fruit Loops. Give your wife a hug for me. She's so much cuter than you, I don't know how you ever got her.
He's so nice.
Hey, sorry about that.
No, we're sorry. We never should have been comparing relationships in the first place.
Why? We won. Yeah, I say next we take on Kuthrapali and his dog. Really give ourselves a challenge.
I just want to say one more thing about this. Just because Penny and I are very different people does not mean that we're a bad couple.
The answer is one simple test away. You know, it's like when I thought there was a possum in my closet. Did I sit around wondering? No. I sent Leonard in with a pointy stick in a bag.
I killed his Chewbacca slippers.
Let's just take the test.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, well, because you know we're going to do bad.
Because it doesn't matter. I don't care if we're a 10 or a 2.
Or a 1. A 1 is possible.
Marriage is scary. You're scared, I'm scared. But it doesn't make me not want to do it. It just makes me want to hold your hand and do it with you.
Leonard.
It would make me so happy if you said things like that.
We got an 8.2. Trust me, you're happy.
Now, Leonard, Penny, Sheldon, Amy, and Raj are in their seats at the baseball field.
Oh, I love how they put a waterfall at center field. It really ties the whole stadium together.
Look at you talking sports.
fun, huh? Get to see our friend throw out the first pitch, have a hot dog, watch the game.
Whoa! Nobody said anything about watching the game.
Sheldon, what did you expect?
I expected to see Howard throw the baseball, finish my hot dog, and hightail it across the street to Disneyland just in time for Mickey's sensational parade.
I'll tell you what. If we stay, I'll buy you cotton candy and a bobblehead.
Who's the bobblehead of?
Does it matter?
No, as long as it bobbles.
Howie, I am so proud of you.
Thanks. I'm proud of me, too.
Mm-hmm. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right.
Wish me luck.
Go get him.
Ladies and gentlemen, in honor of Space Day at Angel Stadium, the first pitch will be thrown out by NASA astronaut Howard Wolowitz.
Thank you.
Can he really throw a ball?
On our Quidditch team, he doesn't.
Yeah, that's a no.
I have a message for the young people here today. When I was asked to throw the first pitch, a little voice in my head said I couldn't do it. So I practiced and practiced, and you know what? That little voice was right. But then I remembered that I'm not an athlete, I'm a scientist. So today's first pitch will be delivered to home plate by science. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I present to you a working prototype of the Mars Rover! And here's the windup and the pitch.
He flicks a switch on a controller. Then the rover heads for the plate at a snail's pace as it crawls along the other's grimace.
Why is it going so slow?
Because I'm an idiot who didn't think this through.
Okay, new plan. We go to Disneyland, play hide and seek on Tom Sawyer's Island, and then come back and see the end of the pitch.
Howard, standing on the mound, looking out at the turning crowd.
Here's some fun facts about Mars.
You suck, Wolowitz!
He makes a valid point!
Howard squints at the stands. In the crowd, Sheldon's joining in.